The impact of digital technology on your brain. Digital technology can be both good and bad. Smartphones and tablets can feel freeing because they let you rely on them for simple tasks. However, there's a downside. Some researchers argue that this reliance may weaken your thinking skills. Constantly switching between tasks, like working and checking notifications, can drain your brain's energy, leading to stress and fatigue. Technology simplifies your life but might also impede your learning. You have easy access to vast amounts of information, leading to a dramatic increase in how much you consume, about 3 times more than in the 1960s. However, constantly looking up information can harm your memory, making it weaker over time. In contrast, actively trying to remember things strengthens your brain, enhancing critical thinking skills. Excessive technology use might also lower your critical thinking skills. While having different opinions online can be beneficial, many people tend to stick with sources that match their own beliefs, reinforcing their views rather than exploring new ideas. This can diminish your ability to think critically and solve problems. To keep your brain sharp, consider taking some time away from devices. For example, spending 30 minutes each day unplugged can help you relax, be creative, and let your mind wander. If you do find yourself using devices too much, it doesn't mean your brain is permanently affected. There's still hope for improvement. Change your mindset to realize your potential. Have you ever thought, "I can't learn a second language. My memory is terrible, or I just can't do this subject?" When you constantly compare yourself to others, it's easy to feel inadequate. This mindset can hold you back from achieving your true potential. You might not be happy with where you are today, but that doesn't mean you can't excel tomorrow. Your brain is incredibly adaptable, a quality known as neuroplasticity, which means it can change throughout your life. Many believe that the brain reaches its full capacity during adolescence and then declines. Fortunately, this isn't true. Take London cab drivers, for example. They undergo extensive training, memorizing around 25,000 streets in a 10-kilometer area to pass a tough exam. Research shows that these drivers have more gray matter in their memory centers compared to average individuals. This extensive learning helps their brains form new neural connections, altering their brain structure and even increasing its size. Transform mindsets for success. What does this mean for you? The good news is that you can also improve your brain's capabilities. To start, it's important to eliminate what are called lies, or limited ideas entertained. One common lie is the belief that your IQ is set for life. While IQ test scores may be stable, they don't measure your learning potential or your intelligence, which can develop over time. This fixed mindset is both limiting and negative. Everyone has the ability to excel, the key is believing in that potential. It's time to let go of these lies and adopt a more positive perspective. The influence of your main questions. Numerous thoughts are generated daily, many of which are questions. Frequently asked questions can create dominant thought patterns. Instead of focusing on negative questions, it's beneficial to use empowering, positive ones. For instance, rather than asking how to gain others' approval or remain unnoticed, consider ways to improve experiences or understand the mind better. Shifting to positive questions can create an open and optimistic mindset, contributing to better mental and physical health. Research shows that positive thinkers are less likely to face issues like heart attacks or depression. When negative thoughts arise, it's helpful to reframe them. Instead of saying, "I can't" or "I'm not," consider saying, "I may not have been skilled at this before, but I can excel at it now." Reflecting on past successes, no matter how small, can help build confidence. These techniques can help silence the inner critic, which can be visualized as a silly character. Recognizing the difference between that negative voice and the true self can empower a focus on the positive aspects of life, opening up to new joys and opportunities. Differentiate between passion and purpose. The terms passion and purpose are frequently confused, but they signify different concepts. Passion originates from within you. It's the profound feeling that motivates you, even if it's buried beneath others' expectations. Purpose, on the other hand, relates to what you can contribute to the world around you. For example, you may have a passion for basket weaving, but your purpose might be to teach others how to weave. To achieve strong motivation and energy, it's essential to identify your passion and then use it to discover your purpose. An illustration is a healthy 70-year-old who rises at 5 a.m. to go to the gym. His early morning workouts aren't about his enjoyment of that time of day or lifting weights. They are motivated by his purpose, staying fit for his grandchildren. What does this signify for you? You might notice a lack of motivation to complete tasks. To address this, reflect on why you wish to accomplish them. If your reasons are linked to your purpose, your motivation will grow. The power of identity and motivation. Another useful strategy for increasing motivation is to contemplate your identity. Understanding who you are can encourage you to alter your behavior. A study at Stanford University produced intriguing results. Participants were divided into two groups. One group was asked how important it was for them to vote, while the other group was asked how important it was for them to be a voter. Those who identified as voters were 13% more likely to engage in elections. This demonstrates that connecting your identity to a goal or habit can boost your motivation. If you're experiencing a lack of motivation, there may be other factors at work. Enhance your brain with sleep, exercise, and nutrition. You may have a strong goal and the determination to achieve it, but sometimes obstacles can hinder your progress. One common issue is low energy, which often results from unhealthy eating or not enough sleep. Lack of sleep can lead to various physical and mental health issues, such as depression, irritability, heart disease, and even Alzheimer's. Never underestimate the importance of sleep. Getting enough rest, eating well, and exercising regularly are essential for keeping your brain in top shape. Although sleep and exercise might seem unrelated, they actually go hand in hand. Regular exercise can help you get better sleep. In a 16-week study, participants who engaged in aerobic workouts reported sleeping an additional hour and 15 minutes each night. The importance of regular exercise. You likely know that exercise is important, but many people still find reasons to avoid it. Some think lifting weights is dull, feel they don't have time, or believe gym memberships are too pricey. However, the benefits of staying active far outweigh these excuses. Exercise impacts more than just your body, it also boosts brain health. Regular aerobic activity can enlarge the hippocampus, which is responsible for memory and learning. What else is essential for your brain? Quality nutrition is key. Experts point out that there are 45 different sources of brain-friendly nutrients, with the top 10 being avocados, blueberries, broccoli, dark chocolate, eggs, leafy greens, salmon, turmeric, walnuts, and water. To ensure you consistently prioritize sleep, exercise, and nutritious foods, you must take action. Forming a new habit can take anywhere from 18 to 254 days, but you can make it happen. Start with one small change, and gradually, that change will become a routine part of your life. Achieve flow to boost productivity. Losing track of time while focusing on a task is known as flow. In flow, tasks feel almost effortless, and the challenges are just right, not overwhelming. You find satisfaction in your work, which can boost your productivity by as much as 500%. To get into flow, start by eliminating distractions. If you're checking social media, it can take up to 20 minutes to regain focus after an interruption. Plan for at least 90 minutes, with 2 hours being ideal, and resist the urge to multitask, which actually reduces productivity. Not all tasks can be done in flow. Difficult or tedious tasks often lead to procrastination, creating mental stress. An unfinished task lingers in your mind, causing tension, guilt, and shame, leading to more procrastination. To overcome this, take small, simple steps toward completing a task. For instance, if you dread writing a speech, focus on creating just an outline. While working on it, you may get into a rhythm and accomplish more than planned. Breaking tasks down increases your chances of finishing them successfully. Music and study techniques. Implementing effective study techniques can greatly enhance your learning experience. Here are some strategies to consider. 1. Bach and focus. Bach music is linked to studying by enhancing focus. Research shows that Baroque music with a tempo of 50 to 80 beats per minute is effective for concentration, helping you maximize your brain's learning potential. 2. The role of smell. Scents can evoke memories, such as a specific spice reminding you of your grandmother's kitchen. To use this to your advantage, apply essential oil to your wrist during study sessions and the same scent before exams or presentations to help trigger your memory. 3. Primacy and recency. You tend to remember information learned at the beginning and end of a lesson better than what's in the middle. Therefore, place the most crucial information at the start and finish of your lessons, saving less critical details for the middle. 4. Pomodoro technique. This method divides study time into 25-minute segments called Pomodoros, followed by a 5-minute break. It helps maintain focus and productivity. 5. Active recall. After studying, close your book or pause your video and write down everything you've learned. This technique tests your memory and reinforces learning. 6. Spaced repetition. Review material at regular intervals to improve retention. For example, study in the morning before breakfast and again in the evening before dinner to reinforce the information you've learned. Enhance your concentration and memory. Concentration is like a muscle that gets stronger with practice. One effective way to boost it is through visualization. If you are focusing on as a bright, glowing ball of light. For instance, during a conversation, that conversation becomes the glowing ball. When your mind wanders, redirect your attention back to the light and ignore everything else. This technique not only sharpens your focus but also aids in memorization. Instead of labeling yourself with a good or bad memory, consider whether your memory is trained or untrained. You can train your memory by connecting words, numbers, or anything you need to remember with visual images. The balloon liftoff adventure. To see how this works, take these words: fire hydrant, balloon, battery, barrel, board, and diamond. Instead of just repeating them, which isn't effective, create a silly story. Picture a fire hydrant being lifted into the air by balloons. The balloons are burst by batteries, which are packed inside large barrels. This whole setup is launched by a big board like a seesaw and it's held up by a giant diamond. You'll find it much easier to remember these words now. For presentations, try the loci method. Start by identifying the 10 main points you want to cover. Then, visualize a familiar place and consider a path through it. Assign each point to an object or location in that space, like your bedroom lamp representing your main idea. As you practice your presentation, walk through your chosen space as a guide. By improving your memory, you will be well on your way to learning new skills, giving great talks, or becoming knowledgeable in any area you choose. The value of reading. Reading isn't the favorite activity for everyone. Many find it challenging, uninteresting, or time-consuming. After a long day at work, it's common to relax with a TV series or video games. Studies show a strong link between reading skills and life success. Better readers often secure higher-paying jobs and have more opportunities for advancement. Additionally, reading activates multiple brain functions, enhancing memory and focus. If you stop reading, you may also stop learning. Most people read around 200 words per minute, similar to elementary students. This slow pace often results from subvocalization, where you mentally say each word, limiting your speed. Don't worry if this describes you, your brain can read faster. To reduce subvocalization, try counting aloud as you read. Saying 1, 2, 3 as you move down the page may be tough but will help you read visually, making it feel more like watching a film. Enhance reading speed techniques. Another helpful strategy is to use a pacer by sliding your finger down the page. Your eyes naturally follow movement, so this can increase your reading speed by 25% to 100%. These techniques are effective only if you commit to reading. Aim for at least 30 minutes each day, and as you read faster, focus on improving your thinking skills. Different types of genius. When you hear genius, names like Albert Einstein or Marie Curie often come to mind. However, genius isn't limited to high IQs or math skills, it includes various types of intelligence. For example, Venus Williams is a genius in her own right due to her exceptional bodily kinesthetic intelligence, which means she is incredibly skilled at using her body. To enhance your problem-solving abilities, you can try different ways of thinking. Identifying your type of intelligence is just the first step. You can adopt various strategies, like the thinking hat technique. Picture having a set of colorful hats. When faced with a problem, switch hats every few minutes. A red hat helps you focus on emotions, while a green hat encourages creative thinking. Sometimes, advanced techniques may not suffice. Certain challenges require you to think exponentially rather than linearly, addressing root causes instead of just tackling each issue one by one. Naveen Jain, a notable innovator, exemplifies exponential thinking with his company, Viome, which is founded on the idea that chronic illness is a significant health crisis. Rather than looking for quick solutions to diseases, Jain took a different approach. He understood that our immune systems are heavily influenced by how gut microbes process food. He created a tool that analyzes an individual's gut microbiome, helping people optimize their health by choosing the right foods. Even if your goals aren't as ambitious as Jain's, trying out new thinking methods can give you fresh perspectives, increasing your chances of achieving great outcomes. Key points. 1. Technology can help you but may weaken your thinking skills over time. 2. Taking breaks from devices boosts creativity and reduces stress. 3. Believing in your potential can help your brain grow and adapt. 4. Linking your identity to your goals can boost your motivation. 5. Sleep, exercise, and good food are key to a healthy brain. 6. Practice different study techniques to improve focus and memory. 7. Everyone has unique strengths, and exploring them can lead to success.